At one time, the town of Searchlight was considered as the possible county seat of Clark County. Today, Searchlight has just a handful of people, and the other city in the county has nearly 2 million. The story of two cities and what they grew to be is this edition of the American Countryside. Most people outside of Nevada have never heard of this town 50 miles south of Las Vegas.
Searchlight's one of those little mining towns that you might not think too much of, except it's had a very interesting history. I mean, today it's, of course, best known because it's Harry Reid's hometown.
Mark Hall Patton is the administrator of the Clark County, Nevada Museum System.
It got its start back in 1897 with the creation of the Searchlight Mining District. In 1898, they created a town site there. It was an area with a lot of mineralization, so they ended up finding gold there.
Mining made for a boom and bust cycle in Searchlight.
It went through times where it almost died. There was one point in 1946 that five people came over from Los Angeles to take up a claim over there, and the newspaper noted that they had increased the population of Searchlight by 50%.
Over a century ago, Searchlight was one of the leading towns of the area.
By the time that the county of Clark was created, that's the county that we're in 1909, Searchlight was a real contender for the county seat. You know, Las Vegas was a contender, Searchlight in a little town called Good Springs. And Searchlight was much larger than Las Vegas. The problem was Las Vegas had the railroad.
Today, Searchlight has about 500 people, and the Las Vegas metro area approaches 2 million. A lot has changed, but this mining town and its rich history remains. Traveling the countryside in Searchlight, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.